坐。
Please be seated.
我们继续我们早上查考的帐篷的人生。
We continue our study this morning of a life in a tent.
保罗的人生观叫做帐篷的人生观。
Peter's concept of life as a life in a tent.
真正的我住在帐篷里面。
The true inner me is the one dwelling inside a tent.
那个帐篷就是肉体。
And that tent refers to our fleshly body.
那个真正的我就是灵魂。
And that real me is the soul within.
我们大家都保养顾惜自己的身体。
Every one of us takes great care of our own physical bodies.
为着活得很健康，活得很久。
In order to be able to live long, healthy lives.
但是我们竟然很想很少想到里面那一个人。
But yet we often neglect or ignore the quality of life of the inner me.
这个希伯来书以弗所书里面说 inner man 里面那个人。
And Ephesians says this inner man within our true self.
外面这个人会朽坏。
The outer man shall decay and go corrupt.
是短暂的。
It is temporary and short-lived.
里面那个人是不会朽坏的。
But the inner man will never corrode.
是永久的。
It is everlasting.
所以我们很注重外面这个人，但是竟然忽略了那个最有价值、最重要里面那个人。
And we concern so much about our outer man, but we pay so little attention to the eternal life of our inner man.
那人的价值怎么决定？
So what is the determination of value of a man?
圣经说人用外表认识耶稣。
The Bible says that people regard others according to their exterior appearance.
在哥林多后书这样写。
In 2 Corinthians it states,
他们认错了耶稣。
They have recognized the wrong Jesus.
因为耶稣没有外表，没有外貌。
They mistook him because the Lord Jesus had no beauty that we should admire him.
但是耶稣是最有价值的一个人。
But Lord Jesus was the most valuable man in the world.
因为他有神的形象。
Because he has the likeness of God.
所以人真正的价值跟尊严在哪里？
And so what is the true value of a man's life?
就是这个里面这个人跟神创造的亚当一样。
Is whether or not the inner man reflects the image of the man that God had first created.
而且神承认他是神的王子。
And God testifies that this is the prince of God.
这就是人的价值。
And this is the value of man.
所以不管人看我们有没有价值，这不重要。
And therefore, whether or not people regard us with value or not, it does not matter.
神看我们重要不有没有价值，这个最重要。
It is more important how God regards us, whether or not we have value in His sight.
在乎人看我们有没有价值，生命目标会流失的。
If we care about what others think and how they value us, then we will lose the correct direction in life.
我们的目标是什么？
And so what is the purpose of our life?
追求里面这个人有神的形象。
It is pursued that our inner man can reflect the image of God.
那在哥林多后书第一章
In 2 Corinthians chapter 1 it says,
就提到说要跟神的性情有份。
It is to partake in the divine nature of God.
这个是我们信耶稣最重要的一个目标。
And this is the most important goal for us to believe in Jesus Christ.
要改造我们里面这个人跟神的性情有份。
To reconstruct our inner man so that we can haveBecome partakers of his divine nature.
好，那这样的追求到底有什么意义？
And what is the purpose of such pursuit?
好，我们先来看哥林彼得后书第一章。
Second Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书的第一章。
Second Peter chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8. Second Peter chapter 1 verse 8. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个地方说，我们如果充充足足有这几样。
Here states that if we are abounding with such things.
这个几样就是从第五节一直到第七节。
And these things refers to those listed in verse 5 to 7.
那我们下一次再来查考。
And we will study those later on.
就是如果信仰有很认真在追求。
If we continue to pursue after our faith,
那我们在认识主耶稣基督上就不至于显然不结果子。
Then in our knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall neither be barren nor unfruitful.
一棵果树的价值在乎它能不能结果子。
The value of a fruit tree depends on whether or not the fruit tree will bear fruit.
而且在乎它结的果子是甜的还是酸的。
And whether or not the fruits that the fruit tree bears is sweet or bitter.
这是我们判断我们庭院里面这个果树价值的一个重要的标准。
That is how we determine whether or not a fruit tree has lasting value in our yard.
那我们这个人怎么能够改变我们自己呢？
And so how can a man change his inner self?
这个果子就是看得见。
A fruit can be seen.
是我们自己可以用的。
It is something that we can use.
别人也可以享用的。
And other people can enjoy the fruits as well.
因此信仰所带给我们应该是生活一个很具体的改变。
And so faith shall bring a very concrete change, a transformation in our lives.
那这种改变我们自己可以享受。
And this type of transformation can be enjoyed by ourselves personally.
而且跟我们住在一起的人也可以享受我们的果子。
And those who dwell with us can also enjoy of its fruits.
所以如果我们家里面要买，你买一个房子，家里面有好多又甜又好的果树。
And today, if we buy a house that has so many fruit trees in the backyard,
你就觉得啊，这间房子真好。
Then we feel that this house is indeed very valuable.
因为四季都有不同的果子可以吃。
Because all four seasons we can enjoy of its many different varieties of fruits.
那如果我们家里面有一个人会结果子。
And if we have one person in our family who knows how to bear fruit.
在不同的四季结不同的果子。
To have various fruits during the four seasons.
在忧伤的时刻，他结出了喜乐的果子。
During the times of grief, they will bear fruit of joy.
在增进的时刻，他结出和平的果子。
And during the times of struggle, they will bear the fruit of peace.
在不同的时刻结不同的果子。
In different times for different needs' sakes, they will bear different fruits.
这个家庭生活真是很好。
Then we find that there is wonderfulness and harmony in this family.
那如果夫妻两个都可以结果子。
And if today both spouses can bear fruits,
你就发现婚姻生活真的像天国。
Then we find that marriage life is like the heaven above.
真的外面物质的水准高低这不重要。
And whether or not we enjoy a high standard of living no longer matters.
能够很高感谢神。
If we enjoy a high standard of living, that's thankful to God.
但是过得普通也感谢神。
But if we live a very normal and regular life, that's also thankful to God.
因为当夫妻都会结果子。
Because when both spouses can bear fruits,
夫妻在一起就是一种享受。
Then both spouses can enjoy the pleasure of being together every day.
我来享受你的果子，你来享受我的果子。
I enjoy your fruits and you enjoy my fruits.
这个就是天国。
And this is heaven.
所以信仰要改变我们什么？
And so what does our faith want to change in our lives?
信仰要改变我们的生命。
And faith shall transform our lives.
生命要改变我们的生活。
And our lives shall transform our lifestyle.
使我们过一个真正很圆满、很幸福的生活。
So we can live a very harmonious and satisfactory content life.
我们来看主耶稣讲了一段话。
Let's look at a passage that Jesus spoke.
马太福音。
Matthew.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
十七节。
Verse 17. Matthew 7 verse 17. Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit.
十八节。
Verse 18. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit.
好，这个地方说，好树结好果子，坏树结坏果子。
Here states that a good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit.
什么叫做好树？
What is a good tree?
就是它里面的生命是好的。
That means the life within is good.
所以它结出来的果子就好。
And so it will bear good fruits.
所以有的果树它用接枝的，它根本就还没有果子出来。
And some trees are grafted; they do not even have fruit yet.
但是你接上去这个，它的生命是好的。
But once you have grafted a good tree, then its life is good.
那你怎么知道他生命好好的？
Then how do you know this life is good?
因为这个树枝在原来那个树干上，你吃吃看它的果子。
Because this branch came from a tree that you have eaten of before.
那你就把它接到这个酸的，它就变甜的。
When you tasted the good fruit, now you're grafting that branch onto a sour tree. You know it will change and transform this sour tree to a good fruit.
主耶稣说：“我是葡萄树。”
Lord Jesus says, "I am the true vine."
你们是枝子。
You are the branches.
主耶稣，我们看他的生命。
And Lord Jesus, we see his abundant life.
他把神的本性反映出来。
He has reflected all the godliness of God in him.
所以主耶稣他实际的生活。
And so through the everyday real life of the Lord Jesus.
他又公义又怜悯。
He was just and he was merciful.
又谦卑又温柔。
He was humble. He was gentle.
他又圣洁。
He was holy.
所以主耶稣啊，这是一个完美的生命。
And this was a beautiful, perfect life.
那现在我们一直在追求主的生命充满在我们里面。
And now as we continue to pursue the life of Jesus, Lord Jesus, to be filled within us.
所以这种改变我们自己可以感觉到，我们周围的人也可以感觉得到。
And this transformation can be sensed and felt by ourselves as well as those around us.
所以我们有一些慕道朋友来教会追求这个信仰。
And when our truth seekers have been coming to join us in our services in the past,
他们很认真在追求一段时间了，他家里面的人都觉得不太一样。
And through this period of seeking the truth, their own family members have witnessed their transformation.
差不多每一个家人都会觉得他们不太一样。
Every family member has witnessed this transformation in their lives.
那为什么他们不一样呢？
How come they are different now than they used to be?
因为它里面这个生命的本质在改变。
Because the essence of their life within continues to transform.
本来是罪性在控制。
Originally it was bound by sinful nature.
那现在神性借着神的话，借着圣灵这样一直浇灌下来。
But a godly nature continues to be formed within through the Word of God, through the Holy Spirit of God.
所以。就让人看起来他是有改变了。
And so others around can immediately detect the difference.
那因为有改变了，所以有的先生、有的家人就一直鼓励你赶快去啊！聚会时间到了，怎么不去
？And because they witness the change, the family members will continue to encourage them: go to service, go to church, you should go.
所以他们鼓励他去啊，因为有体验到好处。
Because they have experienced that it has brought lasting change in a person's life.
那这个生命的改变真的不但改变我们自己，也会改变跟我们在一起的人。
This transformation of life shall not only transform ourselves, but it should also transform those that are around us.
我们看彼得前书第三章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
1 Peter chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
到第
To verse 2, Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives. Verse 2, When they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear.
这里在讲做妻子怎么带领自己的丈夫来信主。
Here it states, How can a wife lead their unbelieving husbands to Christ?
其实这个原理是丈夫怎么带妻子也是一样。
And this principle can be applied to husbands leading their unbelieving wives to church.
孩子怎么带父母。
And also apply to how children can bring their parents to Christ.
父母怎么带孩子。
And how parents can lead children to Christ.
原则都一样。
The principle is the same throughout.
他说他们虽然不听道理。
Even though they do not obey the word.
圣经说信道是从听道来的。
The Bible says believing comes from by the hearing of word.
既然他不听道理就没有希望了吗？
If they do not hear the word, does that mean they're hopeless?
这里说还有一条路可以走。
Here states that there is another way that can be walked.
也可以因为妻子的品性被感化过来。
They could be won over by the virtuous life and deeds of the wives.
这个品性就是指着生活的改变，就是果子。
And this conduct is the fruits that they have evidence in their lives.
所以带领自己家人信主一个非常有力量的方法就是生活的改变。
And so a powerful way to lead our family members to Christ is to let them see the transformation of Christ in our lives.
因此当我们生命在改，我们信仰一直在追求生命在改变的时候。
And so as we continue to pursue after Christ and our life continues to transform.
我们发现我们是越来越有价值的人。
We find that we become more and more valuable person.
神喜欢我们，人也喜欢我们。
God enjoys to be with us, and others enjoy to be with us as well.
因为这个枝子会结果子。
Because this branch has been grafted will bear fruits.
这是非常重要的一点。
And this is a very important point.
有具体的表现。
That there is a concrete evidence of transformation.
好，我们现在回来看彼得后书的第一章。
Let's turn back to 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书的第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
第十节
Verse 10. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble.
这个地方说要更加殷勤
Here states that we need to be ever more diligent.
让我们所拣选蒙召和拣选坚定不移
To make our call and election sure.
所以当我们一直很认真地追求的时候，神拣选我们这个恩典就是很确定我们这样下去一定可以得到。
Continue to be diligent in the pursuit of our faith, then the choosing or the election of God will become very sure.
那下面
Later,
你们若行这几样就永远不失脚。
For if you do these things, you will never stumble.
所以当我们信仰一直在进步的时候，就不会跌倒。
And as we our spirituality continues to progress, we will not stumble.
但倒过来讲信仰如果没有再成长
，On the other hand, if we do not continue to pursue spiritual growth,
就很容易跌倒。
Then it will be very easy for us to stumble.
圣经里面有好几个例子。
The Bible has so many examples cited.
好像旧约圣经里面在讲这个大卫。
For example, like King David.
大卫写了很多的诗篇。
King David wrote many beautiful psalms.
这个诗篇安慰造就很多人。
And these psalms have comforted and exhorted many people.
那大卫在写诗篇，这个就在反映他的灵性。
And when David wrote these psalms, it reflected the spirituality within.
那他的灵性最高点是在什么时候
？And what was the utmost height?Of his spirituality.
就是他被扫罗追杀。
It is during the times when he was being persecuted by Saul.
那个时候他在山上跑来跑去。
And during that time, he was running from place to place in the mountains.
他能依靠什么
？And what could he rely on?
他只能够依靠神。
He could only rely on God.
所以他的心一直仰望神，艰辛在祷告神。
And so his heart continued to turn toward God to place his hope and trust and the refuge of God.
所以他的生命很丰盛。
And so his life was filled with life.
他跟神的关系很亲近。
His relationship with God was very intimate.
就反映在他写的诗篇上面。
And all of that was reflected in his writing of psalms.
那等到大卫变成国王。
But later on, when King David became a king,
现在有权了。
Now he has authority.
生活也好过得舒服了。
Now he's enjoying a comfortable living.
那圣经就说大卫就睡午觉睡到太阳下山。
The Bible states that he slept until the sun was almost setting.
这个表示他生活很散漫。
That means that he had no restraint or discipline in his life.
他在灵修上已经放下了功夫。
And that he has laid down the efforts of spiritual striving.
那这就是大卫犯罪的开始。
And this was the beginning of David's downfall.
因为他已经没有在追求。
Because he was no longer pursuing after God.
那没有在追求，我们的弱点就会暴露，就会变成一个破洞。
If we do not continue to pursue after God, then we shall find holes broken in our faith.
当我们一直在靠近神。
But as we continue to draw closer to God.
借着道理。
Through the word of washing of the word,
借着圣灵,
through the renewal of the Holy Spirit,
这个道理是一面镜子,
the word of God is like a mirror,
不是要照别人, 是照我们自己,
it is not to reflect on others, but to reflect on ourselves,
那圣灵要感动我们的良心,
and then the Holy Spirit shall pierce our conscience,
那这两个让人没有办法犯罪,
so that we will not be, will be so moved, we will not dare to sin.
如果一个人常常祷告被圣灵充满,
if a person is constantly praying, filled with the Holy Spirit,
那个罪的念头一进到内心里马上会感觉, 因为圣灵会感动你, 圣灵会忧伤。
Once the seed of sin enters in our heart, then our Holy Spirit will grieve within and will be so sensitive to the presence of sin.
所以我常常还回想我们非洲一个弟兄。
And I constantly recall a brother in Africa.
他刚刚他生意人了，他刚刚信主，他每天祷告一个钟头。
And he was a businessman, but he made time to pray at least 1 hour every day.
他太太笑他，啊，神会从天上掉钱下来吗？
And his wife, laughed at him, saying, "With your prayers, would that mean God would rain down money from above?"
啊，他说他每天祷告一个钟头啊， but he, 他好像一个透明人。
He never failed to continue to pray 1 hour a day, and he felt that his inside was like a clear and see-through person.
有这个罪的念头一进到里面，他圣灵就会感动他，会让他忧伤，他就知道想错了。
As soon as any sin entered in his heart, he could immediately sense it and detect it because the Holy Spirit within will grieve immediately.
所以当我们一直在祷告被圣灵充满的时候，这个良心是很清洁的，好像镜子一样。
And so if we continue to pray every day to be filled with the Holy Spirit, then our conscience will be very bright and clear and sensitive.
但是如果我们祷告没有认真，
But if we do not pray diligently,
圣灵没有充满，
then the Holy Spirit is not filling within us.
我们里面那个良心啊，好像灰尘遮满了。
Then our conscience should be veiled as if it's dust covered.
被自我、被私欲、被很罪，全部都遮满了。
We're covered with egocentrism. We're covered with sin. We are completely veiled.
我们想错，我们甚至要做错，自己也都不会感觉。
And even when we are thinking wrong things, we're doing the wrong deeds. We're not even aware we're doing something wrong.
我说这个圣灵充满就是一直去追求。
And so we need to continue to ever pursue for the never-ending filling of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就说，私欲怀胎就生出罪，罪既长成就生出死来。
The Bible says desire gives birth to sin, and then sin is full grown, gives birth to death.
如果那个私欲还没有怀胎，进到里面就把它就知道了，就把它拿出来。
But if we are immediately removed that sinful desire that comes in, then it will never get a chance to be nurtured and grow full grown.
就不会长成，就不会生出死来。
And then it will not mature, it will not give birth to death.
所以信仰的追求就不会跌倒。
And so we will not stumble in our spiritual life.
再来就是，道理就是一面镜子。
And the word of God is a reflection, a mirror.
所以我们在神的面前，道理上啊，我们常常自我反省。
And through the word of God, we continue to reflect on our actions, deeds, and life.
如果我们信仰有在追求，我们每天晚上要睡觉以前，我们都先审查自己。
And if we are pursuing after the spiritual life, every night we shall examine ourselves.
每一天都读经。
And every night we read the Bible.
神的话进到里面，那个标准进到我们里面。
When the word of God, the standard of God enters into our heart.
那当我们被圣灵充满，那个神的话是两刃的利剑。
When we are filled with Holy Spirit, the word of God is like a double-edged sword.
你心里面最深处做人的动机，那个神的话都可以刺到里面，把它挖出来。
It will pierce within our soul to let us know what is our innermost hidden motives.
所以我们不会犯罪。
And then we will know ourselves well and we will not commit sin.
所以约翰一书说，从神生的不会犯罪。
And so 1 John says, those who are born of God cannot sin and will not sin.
为什么说从神生的不会犯罪？
Why does it say those who are born of God cannot sin?
什么是从神生的？
What does it mean to be born of God?
就是从他的道理生出来。
It is to be born of the word of God.
那从他的圣灵充满这样生出来。
It is through being born again through the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
这样不会犯罪。
And those people will not sin.
就不会失脚。
And they will not stumble.
所以我们要不断追求。
And so we must continue to pursue our after our faith.
天国路就可以走得很稳，一直往前走。
Then our diligent pursuits shall ensure that we continue to walk on the path to heaven.
一松散，没有祷告，没有读经，罪就进来。
As soon as we lack discipline and we lose the habit of praying daily and reading the Bible, then laziness will creep in.
世俗的污染就进来。
Then the pollution of the world shall start to taint within.
犯罪的念头就进来。
Then the sinful nature will start to take hold of us.
很难啊，这个世代哦，没有读经，没有祷告，很难过圣洁的生活。
In this generation, without reading the Bible and living a holy life of prayer, it is very hard to stand in the tide.
没有追求，很难进天国。
And without pursuit, it's very difficult for us to enter the kingdom of God.
因为潮流太大。
Because the tide of this culture is too strong.
所以第二个，我们要追求就永不失脚。
Secondly, we pursue that we will always stand strong against the tide, never stumble.
好，再回来看彼得后书第一章。
And let's turn back to 2 Peter chapter 1.
11节。
Verse 11. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
这里说有一个永远的国。
There speaks of an everlasting kingdom.
永远不会消失的。
A kingdom that will never fade away.
这个叫主耶稣基督的国。
And this is called the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
这是荣耀的天国。
This is a glorious kingdom.
这是我们人生最后的目标。
And this is the final hope of our as mankind.
那信仰追求的结果是什么？
So what is the end result of our pursuit of faith?
这里说丰丰富富的进天国。
That we will gain an abundant entrance into an everlasting kingdom.
也就是说，当我们信仰一直在追求的时候，我们有属灵的富足。
And so as we continue to pursue after faith, we will have abundance in our spirit.
我们在神的面前会富足。
In front of God, we will be prosperous.
哥林多前书十五章在讲复活。
First Corinthians talks about resurrection.
因为当时有人说耶稣没有复活。
In chapter 15, because at that time some people claimed that Lord Jesus did not resurrect.
如果耶稣没有复活。
And today, if Lord Jesus did not resurrect,
人类最大的谎言就是基督教。
Then the greatest lie on this earth will be Christianity.
他骗了十几亿人，他骗人两千年。
Then Christianity has deceived thousands of people for 2,000 years.
因为基督教说耶稣复活。
Because Christianity claims that Lord Jesus has resurrected.
如果耶稣没有复活。
And if Lord Jesus never resurrected,
我们信耶稣就枉然。
Then our belief in Jesus Christ is now in vain.
因为如果他不能复活，我们也不会复活。
Because if he does not resurrect, then we shall never resurrect either.
如果耶稣没有复活，
and if Lord Jesus did not resurrect,
我们还活在罪里面。
Then we continue to dwell in sin.
如果耶稣没有复活，
and if Lord Jesus never resurrected,
基督教就一文不值。
Then Christianity is futile.
但是从这个反面来想正面。
Now let's think of the opposite side.
耶稣已经复活。
Lord Jesus has in fact resurrected.
很多的证明。
There are many proofs.
那这个哥林多前书是在讲耶稣复活，接下去他讲什么？
So after 1 Corinthians 15 speaks of resurrection, then what does it talk about?
我们看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
四十一节
Verse 41. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory.
四十二节
Verse 42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption.
好，这里讲，日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光，星有星的荣光。
There states there is glory, different varying degrees of glory of sun, moon, and stars.
那四十二节说，死人复活也是这样。
And 42 says the resurrection of the body is the same.
如果能够得救，都有荣耀，但是每个人荣耀不一样。
Now, if there in fact is the resurrection of the dead, then everyone will gain different glory when they do resurrect.
保罗很有把握，我要得到公义的冠冕。
And Paul is.Very convicted that he will gain that crown of righteousness.
就是天上的荣耀。
And that is the glory in heaven above.
自战自先的苦楚要成就极重无比的荣耀。
That the suffering, temporary suffering of this world shall achieve for him everlasting glory.
所以他一直在追求。
And so he continues to pursue.
要得到那个荣耀。
To obtain that glory.
你现在想想看，我们现在为着追求多一栋房子。多两栋房子，你看牺牲多大。
And today, when we are pursuing for one more house or another two more houses, what great sacrifices we need to make.
但是人生只是在戏台演戏啊。
But the human life is just like a play on a stage.
你几栋房子，银行存款多少，那个是在戏台上。
It doesn't matter what your bank balance is and how many houses you own. It is simply a monopoly of life.
人会下台的。
One day we shall all descend from the stage of acting.
下台那个演戏那就不是真的，那只是演戏啊。
If in fact, we need to leave the stage. That means this act of life is not eternal.
下台词是真的。
It is only a farce. But when we come off the stage, that is the true life.
所以我们下台之后，在神的面前有没有富足，这个才是重要。
And whether or not when we leave the stage, are we rich and abundant in the eyes of God? And that is the real purpose of life.
所以圣经说，义人要发光像太阳。
And therefore, the Bible says the righteous shall shine like the sun.
什么是义人？
And who are the righteous people?
跟主耶稣一样。
Those who are just like Lord Jesus.
怎么成为义人？
And how can a person become righteous?
要生命改变。
His life shall be transformed.
跟神的性情有份。
To reflect and partake in the divine nature of God.
不断地祷告，神的神性充满在我们里面。
As we continue to pray unceasingly, then the divine nature of God will form within our hearts.
我们生命这神的本性富足，生命充足就生活就改变了。
When this abundant life appears, then it will ebb out and overflow into a transformed life.
财主在阴间一滴水都没有。
The rich man had not even one drop of water when he was in Hades.
因为他已经下台了。
Because he has already descended from the stage.
但是，拉撒路。
But Lazarus.
却在天国有荣耀。
Yet he enjoys eternal peace in the bosom of Abraham.
摩西。
Moses.
从王宫出来。
When he left, departed from the palace.
他在遍茂山一起发光。
And he, together with Lord Jesus. Was on the mountain transfiguration full of glory and joy. Elijah.
他喝基利西旁的水,
he drank of the brook Cherith.
雕乌鸦给他的饼,
and he ate of the food that was dropped from the crows.
没有一个比那生活更简单,
from the ravens, his life was so simple.
但是他是富足的,
yet he was rich beyond compare.
在天国他是荣耀的,
in heaven, he is glorious.
所以让我们把握住目标,
And so we must grasp hold of our living hope.
努力来追求,
to continue to pursue after this hope.
这样我们生命很有意义，很有价值。
So that our lives can be full of value and full meaning.
我们祷告来追求圣灵，还要求圣灵充满。
When we pray, we need to pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
这个就是跟神性有性情有份一个非常重要的方法。
This is a very important way to have the divine nature of God become a part of us.
我们继续为着今天晚上布道会还有两天的灵会来代祷。
We continue to pray for the evangelical service in these two evenings.
感谢主，我们看这个。 在晚上聚完会在报告，我算一算，每晚都有20个慕道者。
And thank God, through the announcements, we find that we have at least 20 true seekers every evening.
好，感谢主，我们弟兄姊妹很认真在带慕道朋友。
We really thank God, all brothers and sisters are very fervent in bringing your friends.
我们祷告，求主耶稣让他们在信仰上能够有体验。
We pray that God will touch their hearts so that they can experience Him too.
也能够来得到这个宝贵的恩典。
So that they too can become partakers of this precious hope.
求圣灵，要接受按手，要带导的，请我们都到前面来。
So come forward for laying of hands, for blessings, for Holy Spirit.
一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.